Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless. Oh my God. I'm so happy to be here. Another morning. We're together. We're going on with Jesus. Just the same. Hallelujah. God, I thank you today. God, I glorify your holy name in the name of Jesus. So this morning, we are here. It's a warm and bright morning. I know that everybody's happy. Everybody made it in again. I know that God has been good already. How do I know that he's been good already? Because we have opened up our eyes another day in the land of the living. God has given us another chance to come before his throne of grace and give him all the glory and honor due unto him in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm your host, AJC, and I'm going to see you until today. Today. So this morning I woke up and like always, I'm with God and I did my early morning prayer and I'm sitting back and I'm resting, waiting for this to happen. And I said, God, thank you. I want to say thank you to him first of all, because he's the reason for this broadcast. Not me, not my church, but God. God is the reason for this broadcast. Because God told me one day, he said, I had to love people like he loved us. I love you today. I love you all today for tuning in with me on Blog Talk Radio. If you catch the rebroadcast on Zeno FM, I love you over there also. If you just call in, if you just drop an email, please, I thank you for it. I love you for all your support. So I'm thinking about God, and I'm talking to him, I'm telling him, you know, crying out and doing what we do as saints. And he came to me and said, why are you crying? Well, in this case, I was crying because I was crying out for him because I love him so dearly. But he said, don't you know that worrying is a sin? I said, God, then we sin every day. He said, you're right. He said, you and many others sin every day, and that's why you pray. But you don't realize that just by you worrying, it's a sin. I said, well, God, how can we not worry? We got children. We got jobs. We got businesses. We got families. We got bills, everything. Well, how can we not worry? He said, the moment we said I do to him, we should have understood at that point that he took over everything right then. He took over all the issues that you go through every day. You know, a lot of times, I said, I understand that, God, I understand that. But what do you mean? He said, understand something. He said, I know what you're praying about before you pray about it. I know the issues that you have. I know the things that you go through. Before you say anything about them, I know the issues that you go through. He said, do you think I'm not watching? Do you think I don't love you? I love you. You are here because of me. You are getting and doing what you do, get because of me. He said, this is not by happenstance. I said, God, I thank you. I thank you because it's already done. Oh, man. You know, when I think about him having that kind of love for me, even after I got my own self in a bind, even after I take my own wrong route, he still loves me enough to say it's all right, that he's not going to take care of it. He knew that I was going to do it. He was waiting for me to do it. And because I did it, he was waiting for an answer at the end. The Bible tells us that he always has a way of escape. Don't you understand that God is is so good to us that he's going to give us a way out, even when we don't deserve it. See, God, unlike man, is merciful. God, unlike man, is wonderful. God, unlike man, gives us grace. He gives us a point of grace. Now, don't get it wrong. He don't want us to keep going down the same road every day, all the time, just doing it, thinking that it's going to be okay. No, that's not the type of grace he gives us. But he does give us grace to know that sometimes we're going to make mistakes. He gives us grace to know that sometimes we're going to make the wrong turn. He gives us grace to know that sometimes we're going to allow the enemy in to tell us something wrong. But when we have those issues, when those things come along, he gives us grace. My God, grace. You know, I could preach a whole sermon about grace. Because grace is so wonderful to us. We don't deserve it. We don't even realize it. But God gives us grace. You know, the other day when you was standing around and you was about to curse, God knew you was about to curse. But God said, you know what? If you can just hold his tongue, I'm going to give him grace because the thought was in his mind. Yeah, yeah. He was in your mind when you were thinking about that person. When you were thinking about that girl, he was already saying, okay, if you don't do it, I'm going to give you grace to clean his thought up. If when you think about that boy, he said, oh, I'm going to give you grace if you don't do it. But I need you to realize what you're doing first. See, that's part of life. That's part of God. When you walk with God, he's ready to clean up and forgive you time and time again. See, that's what you have over the angels. That you have a choice. And God knows that even though you do the best you can to walk with him, even though you do the best you can to seek with him, even though you do the best you can to walk like him, that in this human form you will make mistakes. Because this is nothing but flesh. This is dirty, unclean flesh. Nothing about this is God love. So when you make that mistake following after this flesh, God gives you grace to clean it up. God gives you grace to overcome it. God gives you grace for another chance. God is, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is. God is a lover of your soul. God is he who sits up on high and looks down low. God is he that has brought you out of the miry clay. Set your feet on a solid rock. God is. Oh God. Understand something. It acts. The Bible says, but we believe that we will be saved through grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will. By grace you're saved. By grace you're saved. Because you believe. Because God said, I know you ain't perfect. I know you ain't totally clean. But I'm going to save you because you're trying. I'm going to save you because you got good intent. I'm going to save you and give you life everlasting. Oh, my God. God got something for you even though you ain't worthy. God got something for you even though you're still dirty. God got something for you even though you're still dip in that same dirty pool of destruction, that same pool of lust, that same pool of confusion, that same pool of ugliness. God still loves you. My God. You got to know that God is God all by himself. God is God all by himself. He don't need your help. He don't need your encouragement. But God said, if you come to him, lay your sins before him on the altar. He's sure to clean them up. Oh, today you got to know that he's already working it out. He's already working it out. God was working it out yesterday when you thought about it. When you stepped into it today, God was already in position to give you a way of escape. He was already working it out. Oh, God is already working it out. God is already working it out. He's already working it out for your, on your behalf. We fail to understand that this is what God does. This is how God does. It's not something that he needs your assistance with. No. God is a great God. God is an awesome God. God is God all by himself. Yeah, I thought today we want to talk. I'm going to talk a little bit about him already working it out. Him already working it out. He's saying to you right now, them bills that you're laboring over every day, the desires and needs that your family has, he said he wants to supply all your needs. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. But he needs you to understand that there's a clause inside the promise. The conditions inside of the promise. See, the promise is there. The promise is coming. But there's a clause that you got to see in the promises he has for you and me. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and he shall He said, all these things shall be yours. He said, he has a cattle on a thousand hills. Want not. Ah, God. See, what you got to understand is that God and his grace really makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. He already paid us the ultimate price for us. He already gave the thing that we needed most of all. He already did it for us. I got to break here for a second to say, everybody that might be listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, if we're caught off on Blog Talk Radio, you can go over to Zeno FM and you can just type in AJ Ministries HOP and get the rest of this message today. We may be cut off, but it's going to be there today. Amen. Amen. So God is already working it out. He's already working it out for you and me. He's already working it out for those that need it. See, you think about your son or your daughter, and, oh, God, you're worrying over him, you're stressing over him, you're doing all kinds of things, you're lighting incense and all this other crazy stuff. But God said, if you come to him, you can lay your cares on him, for he cares for us. He's already working it out. He's already working it out. He's already giving you another chance. He's already doing the darn thing. He said, don't worry about it no further. He said, don't worry on it no longer. He said, he's already working it out. Understand something.